Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Our dear friend Brendan Favola today. He's out sick and not much gets fev out. Like, it must be a pretty bad lurgy for
this
him to not be here.
I think would be close to, other than when he had his surgery, I reckon his first sick day. His
That's
attendance.
He took a week off, but that was post-surgery.
Yeah, his attendance is actually really, really good. I reckon he's the best. I reckon he's the most professional member of this show.
Well, yeah, hang on. When you're sick, you're sick. If you're sick, you can't attend work. That's okay. Not a reflection on your professionalism,
okay,
is it? Just because I've taken a few more sick days. Anyway, we have heard from him, and I thought, Byron, do you want to celebrate the text message you received from Fev?
Well, we guessed that he was watching ESPN on his AirSac.
Mm-hmm.
We said that at the start of the show. He's messaged me, watching ESPN but not on AirSac, bed. And then there's a picture of baseball, some sort of minor league
great.
Baseball that he's watching. And he then said, please don't, and then a swear word, my show, Byron. Just chill and let Fifi be. Play a couple of my replays and a couple more songs and we should be fine.
And then he wrote to me, Fifi, don't let Byron stuff our show today, Boxy, please.
Your show?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the best.
Well, thanks,
he used a swear word in mine too, but I was professional enough not to say that. Now, we are going to celebrate our very dear friend in a way that I'm sure he'll embrace. The thing about Fev, and you know what I'm already missing today? We're getting too many names right. Like, you know, one of his strengths is getting names wrong, and it provides us with much enjoyment.
Yeah, this show's just gone smoothly and no errors have been made, but it's nowhere near as fun.
No, it's not. Can we relive some of the classics? There was, we were talking at the start of the year, Spencer Tunick, an artist who was coming to Melbourne to do the big photo of all the nude people.
Very well known.
At Flinders Street Station.
Spencer
you remember
Tunick,
that? Yep. His name's Spencer Tunick. Can't wait to see this photo.
Graham Shamick, look out.
Fifi, Fev, Byron.
Who's Graham Shamick?
It's a nude photo.
Spencer Tunick.
Oh, Spencer Tunick.
Graham Shamick. In your face, Graham Shamick.
Then there's the star of Harry Potter, the much-loved, very well-known English actor, Daniel Radcliffe.
What do they drive around on big
They're playing Quidditch.
Sweeps?
Oh, come on, that's
brooms.
A great movie.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Mate, even Daniel Sutcliffe didn't like it.
I think he got him confused with popular sports commentator Ken Sutcliffe.
I think he did. Television personality up for a Logie this year, in fact. Todd Sampson, you would see him on The Project.
Very
He's
high
on
profile.
The Gruen transfer. Not somebody that Fev's familiar with.
You should know who Todd Sampson is.
Who's Todd Sampson?
It's
I don't think Fev's watching the Gruen transfer regularly.
I don't even know what the Gruen is.
He's more
old,
a Family Feud
old
guy.
Oh, Toddy Simpson.
It's the fault.
Toddy Simpson. Poor Todd. There's actually a part two of Todd Simpson. Todd
Simpson. No, you're getting it wrong.
Todd
Here
Sampson.
We go.
How you going?
Good. Do you know who Todd Sampson is? Yeah,
Tob,
exactly.
Tob, Sebs, Tob with a B.
Remember the time we were talking about very famous, very well-known classical musician Andrea Bocelli.
What's his name? Andre Leoncelli.
Leoncelli.
This is fun.
We've got so many more. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock.
I know, I've got to keep going. Famous British broadcaster, journalist, Piers Morgan.
Oh, yeah, no. Piers Morgan, CNN International. Massive name.
There was a guy over in England that was on the Piers Brosnan show. It's not Piers Brosnan.
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan show.
Brosnan
I wish
show,
Piers
though.
Brosnan
and
had
he,
a show. Oh, we missed you, Fev.
We really need him back.
This is too fun. And then yesterday it happened again. I had a dream about Ariana. Oh, gosh, I did it. Ariana Grande and her new fiancé, Pete Davidson. You know she's got the new fiancé, that tall guy from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Pete Murray.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Murray's a singer.
101.9 The Fox.
Right now, because it's a Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey!
Oh, and plenty of snow up at Buller as well, isn't it?
It's
full of snow.
Oh, the powder. Now, Husey, we are missing our very dear friend, Brendan Favola, this morning. There's a big gaping hole in the show. And I have to say, and this is, I probably shouldn't say this, I'm excited, though, because this might be the very first time I talk to you, Husey, and we don't have to talk about Carlton. This is the best.
I know, but I mean, it's a self-help group when I get with Fev, because the Carlton have had the worst year in their history.
I know.
So, you know, you've just got to share your pain, and sharing is caring. So, but you know what I'm surprised about? That I'm surprised that Fev's not there. Do you know what I mean?
So are we.
Because when we first said Fev was going to do breakfast radio, I thought, well, that is just not going to work. The Fevolution is going to turn up one day a fortnight. You know?
He's is, and we Byron said this earlier, Hughesy, he is the most... Byron uses the word professional. I think that's a bit harsh on the people.
What's it, the most professional on this team?
No, he's the most punctual. I would argue he is the he does have absolutely the best record of attendance.
Yeah, so you're the most professional and then he's the most punctual.
I think you can base professionalism. Would you agree, Hughesy? If you're sick, you're sick. So, yes, in April, I was sick for a week, but I was actually sick. You can't say I'm unprofessional because I didn't come in.
Steve always turns up.
Yeah, well, he
does. Yeah, look, I just, you know, I mean, you're all professional, don't get me wrong, but it's where Fev's come from, the thing. It's like, it's like I was talking to Chris Judd the other day, I don't want to name drop, being another Carlton legend, but we're marvelling at Fev's career, that Fev is the man he is now. It's just amazing.
He is. It's so true. And we this could have been a roast, but no, let's make it a celebration of the big man.
This feels weird. We're just saying nice things about him while he's not here.
No, but we know he's watching ESPN, so he's not listening. No, it is true. Hughesy, he's incredibly professional. He never lets anyone down, never lets us down. And in actual fact, I want to talk about him being sick, though, because he's come in on other days when he's struggling or he's had a big night. And my favourite thing about Fev, Hughesy, is his, like, when he was in here yesterday, he was sweating, he was hot, he had that pallid, white, clammy look. Yeah. And then he's gone into the bathroom and he's just come out and he's gone... He's chucked a couple of times, I should be okay. It's just his go-to for whenever he's sick with whatever illness is to go to the bathroom and empty his stomach.
And I think that was his go-to at the pubs for many years. So he's like, I really should go home. Now I'll just go and vomit and I'll go out for another 15 hours.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Tuesday, Tuesday on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Every Tuesday...
Hughesy Tuesday.
And of course, Hughesy and Kate driving you home from 4:30 this afternoon right here on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
And hopefully, Hughesy, you get Katie back this afternoon because you had a sick co-host yesterday.
Yep, she was vomiting yesterday afternoon, apparently. So, yeah, got the late call. So it's obviously going around the office, guys.
I think
we clean our little furry things on the end of our
Yeah,
things.
Our microphones.
Yep, hang on.
You're right.
I know that did sound weird.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what? I think Fev and Kate share the same microphone.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Join the dots.
Now, we're missing Fev, and we're missing for many reasons. We just love him. And also, you'd recognise this, Hughesy. I mean, in terms of a trio, you know, we've all got our roles and our strengths, and Fev definitely carries the role of the comedian on our show. And when I say he carries it, he says that he carries it. No one gave him the role.
He's got the strut of the guy who carries. It's like when he was playing footy. He was the full forward. He would just kick the goals. Everyone would get the ball to him, and he'd go boom. And he's doing that on the radio with these massive one-liners.
Just going
straight through the middle from 50 or 60 out.
Yeah.
Big torp one-liners. Yep.
And it was quite a surprise for us because we never factored that in. When we started working together, it was like an epiphany. I went, I didn't even know you were a comedian. Mm. So why?
Well, just to stay on Hughes's analogy, though, sometimes they come off the side of the booth. I think it's fair to say he's not always point blank.
Now, we thought we'd relive some of his best jokes on the show in his absence, and particularly with you, Hughesy. I mean, Australia's premier most loved stand-up comedian. I think this will be wonderful to relive them with you. So let's go back in time. This was a joke Fev told. I believe it's about politics and Parliament.
Okay, here we go. All your R&B bangers are coming up. Our number is 13 1060.
Oh, there's no bangers in Parliament anymore, is there?
Yay!
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that was back when...
I get it. Yeah, no, when
Barnaby
Joyce...
There was the no bonk ban.
Malcolm Turnbull said no bonking in Parliament. And Good. Where's Malcolm Turnbull now? So I think Fev was onto something there. But...
Absolutely, wasn't he? That was some of his finest.
That was probably the moment where Turnbull was gone, so we've got to get rid of this guy.
Probably is. Then he just randomly told a joke about his bedroom antics.
It's a bit blue. I thought he was working a bit...
When I was growing up in Wonga Park, occasionally I'd be on the couch in the lounge room and I'd see a mouse come from under the fridge and go into the pantry and I'd scream.
Poor Alex has gone down to Conda in her room.
Yeah, that's too much. No,
that's a bit much. Right, yeah.
No. You know, he's also made himself the legend of that joke. You know, if he had said she's got a mouse in the room or something, like a tiny little, worm, that maybe that would have we would have given him it. But the anaconda, that's too much. Too much, Fev.
Then he did trial a knock knock joke on us. Not once, but twice.
As a comedian, Hughesy, just quickly before we play this, is a knock knock joke quite a low form of comedy?
It really is. It is. I mean, once you get past I think, grade three. You've got to give up the knock-knock jokes.
Okay, here we go. So this is half of a knock-knock joke.
We had a couple of people knock on it last week. We sat down. I said, what now? And they said, I don't know. I've never got this far.
Was that a...
Zinger!
No. Was that a joke?
He's running around as
a... But I don't get it.
Didn't even make sense.
No one knows what he's talking about. He's reacting like he just kicked his 100th goal. You know, he eventually got the 100 goals in the season. Yeah, I don't know. What is he talking about?
We're not sure, but Hughesy, no. The funniest thing is he tried it again just only last month.
Yeah, it was about 2 months after the original. Here we go.
Opened the door one day. Bing, bong. Mm-hmm. It was a Jehovah's Witness. And I said, come in, mate, come in. And we sat down around the table and I said, mate, do you want a coffee or a tea? And he said, oh, I'll have a coffee. And I said, what's next, mate? And he goes, don't know, I've never got this far before.
This segment is also open to any comedy you want to get away.
It wasn't funny the first time. The second time it's really, yeah. But it's persistence pays. And I mean, he's a persistent man.
Isn't it? And I just realised why we're such good co-hosts, because I'm actually doubled over. I can't stop laughing. He's making me laugh. He's not even here. And then the final one, Yuzi, involved you. I don't know if you remember this. I believe it was around Easter and it was somewhat of a religious joke.
Here we go.
The Easter break went for, I don't know how long for you guys, longer than it went for Jesus, basically. So.
But as Jesus, we return.
Yeah, we did.
Yep, it was a good gear. Good gag.
Now, if people don't know, I wasn't blanking the big man then. My line had dropped out, hadn't it? So it dropped out at the wrong moment.
Right at the wrong moment.
No, I hadn't pulled the cord out. I hadn't got, I'm not dealing with this level of comedy. I'm out. No, it was just absolutely just, it was an accident. And
thank you,
I would have given him something.
Sure, he is back for the drive home. Hughesy and Kate.
Would you have given him much, though?
I would have given him more than he deserved, no doubt.
101.9 The Fox.
Byron, you know I've always got my finger on the pulse. Here's some breaking news. Instagram and Facebook are down.
Whoa.
That's right, Melbourne. You heard right.
How is the world functioning at the moment?
Instagram and Facebook are down.
Is that affecting our team out there?
What's happening, Leon?
How's our Instagram going?
We've been trying to upload that picture of the fish for the last 20 minutes. Googly eyes.
What's happened?
That's important stuff.
Do you know what? It's interesting because Fev often says this, and I think he delights in if this ever happened. Mm. If you know, because there are hackers out there, and they're those evil hackers that are on the dark web and wherever they are.
Right.
Imagine if they just wiped Instagram.
Oh.
I mean, there would be people that were unemployed. Like, people are making money, their livelihood. In fact, one of those people, you remember, we haven't even discussed this, Byron. Friends of the show, Jared and Kira from Bachelor in Paradise, and both of them have been on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Yeah. They broke up a week ago.
You know why we haven't discussed it? Why? It's still too fresh.
I know you personally, you know, feel that investment. And
we believed in them.
When you say we.
Well, I did.
No, look, it's very hard to base a relationship that you've that's formed on a reality TV show in real life. And some have done it successfully, and more power to them. This is, this is unfortunate because we know them. We've obviously had Jared in the show. He often brings you wine, Byron.
Yes, as long as we tag his wine company. I would DM Jared, but the Instagram's down. I can't even send him a message.
You can't DM him. Well, we'd love to have Jared on the show. And you know, it's interesting. One of the things that came out of this speaking about Instagram being down is I know that Kira did an interview with a magazine, and I think breakups, they're hard enough.
Yeah,
when magazines get involved,
don't do
and
those.
Journalists, it's
don't.
Never fun. But anyway, Kira said, and these are in her words, that that Jared dumped her because she didn't have a real job.
What?
And she makes her money on Instagram.
Oh, that's a bit, that's horrible. That doesn't sound like Jared.
Well, I don't know. Look, there's always two sides of the story, and then there's the real story. So you never know what's going on here. But
get a job. Kira? It's a bit harsh.
She said, the quote is, he would get really frustrated because it didn't have a job and he couldn't understand my lifestyle earning money from Instagram. I mean, Kira, in Jared's defence, a lot of us don't understand it. Like, it's an amazing thing. If any parents right now, fortunately I've only got a 5-year-old, but if you have a 16-year-old right now who says, Mum, Dad, I want to make money on social media, fancy explaining that to a grandparent. What does that mean?
But has he effectively dumped her because of her job? That seems a little...
Well, look, it seems... It'll obviously not be the real story, but let's go with it. 13, 10, 60. Is there anyone else in Melbourne? Is there? Have you been dumped because of your job?
Maybe you're judged because of the nature of your work,
yes.
Perhaps if you work in a more sort of adult field,
well,
maybe.
You're right. Maybe they didn't like your job. Maybe they didn't like the hours of your job.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't like... I mean, there's lots of it. Maybe they didn't like the hot personal assistant or receptionist that was at your workplace.
Okay, some people, and I know, Fief, and I think, I don't want to speak on your behalf, I think for some guys, being with you, given that you're on the radio, and at least I know a few years ago we were a little more open with what would happen in the private life, I don't think that was, some of them were not very good at handling that. I'm not saying that's why it might have not quite worked out, but I'm saying if you get on the radio and say, something happened with my boyfriend and it really annoyed me last night, they might not like that.
Mightn't they?
It's awkward.
1019 The Fox.
Give us a call, 13 10 60. It's in the news.
You'd need Dean Lewis, wouldn't you, if you'd been dumped because of your job?
I don't know if that song would help.
And, yeah, right now, everybody, Melbourne, Instagram is down. Facebook, you can't access them.
Breaking news.
It'll be in our news with Nikki very shortly.
So?
Something's, how are we still here? How are we still functioning? People will be freaking out. One of those people was probably Kira. Kira and Jared from Bachelor in Paradise broke up, and Kira has cited that one of the reasons that she believes Jared dumped her was because he wanted her to get a real job.
That's so harsh.
Well, if it's true,
it's
don't
hard
you,
to believe.
You've turned on Jared quickly,
it just
Byron.
Doesn't seem like the Jared that we know. Get a job.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, look, it's, do you know what it really is? It's their own personal private information that I probably didn't need to
It's also a decent
hear about.
Radio phoner at 5 minutes away.
Well, look, it's separate to Kira and Jared, 13, 10, 60. We have said, has someone dumped you because of the job you've got? And Alexis is in Heidelberg. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Alexis. I mean, why did you get dumped?
So I was a junior lawyer at the time, and the guy that I was dating was a high-rise window cleaner who made a lot of money, close to about 180K a year.
Whoa.
And he dumped me because he said that he didn't want someone he would feel emasculated by, because I would eventually make more money than him, and he didn't want to be with someone who was that committed to their career.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wow.
Alexis, that is full. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, Alexis, because that is a thing. I've had that.
Yeah.
I have genuinely had partners that just don't necessarily like that I make more money than them.
And thanks for being honest about that, because I think most dudes go, that's awesome. Like, I can't understand.
You say that, and I don't know, a lot of guys go, oh, I love that. It can be emasculating for certain men.
It's really interesting.
He didn't want to feel that way at home, so I thought that's fine. You're the one missing out.
Oh, totally. Well, you wouldn't come on holiday with me. Are you kidding,
yeah.
Alexis? We should go on holiday together.
You moved on, Alexis, now, obviously, happy and...
Oh, yes, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Great.
You end up finding yourself a real man, don't
single,
you, Alexis?
Single.
Cool. Well, Byron, I think what he's doing is suggesting you slide into his DMs, Alexis.
1019 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
The tradies of Melbourne, the most talented performers in Australia in any trade. No, I was going to say, like, there are obviously the musicians of Australia might have a little
probably
bit more musical talent.
Yep.
But I'm going to say of all the tradies in Australia, the tradies of Melbourne have the most talent.
I think that's bang on.
Drew, a mechanic in Brighton. Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good. I don't think we've had a mechanic on for a long time, Drew, so good to represent the mechanics of Melbourne.
Yeah, well, that's it. Thanks for that.
Now, you're welcome.
What, Drew, what are you going to be singing for us?
I'll be singing Forever by Chris Brown.
Yeah. It's the mechanic's choice.
Oh, yeah.
Huge song.
And
traditionally, if it was a Chris Brown song, you'd also do some dancing with it, but obviously that won't translate
yeah.
over the phone.
But, Drew, we do have the $200 from Renault, so please, off you go.
It's you and me, moving at the speed of light into eternity. Tonight is the night. Here, join me in the middle of ecstasy. Feel the melody and the rhythm of the music around you, yeah. I'll take you there. I'll take you there. If only scared, I'm right here, baby. You can go anywhere. Go anywhere. But first, this your chance. Take my hand.
Yeah.
Right, that's very good. Very good.
Drew, nice. Are there anything like about it too, Drew? Drew, your vocal performance was very different to your speaking voice. I thought that was quite clever, like a ventriloquist.
It was almost as if they put a different person on the phone to do the singing part. Are there any guys in the sort of in the workshop at the moment that enjoyed that sort of live?
Well, I'm on my way right now, so I'm not too far. Let them know that I've always told them I'll call you guys up.
Yeah. Hopefully they're listening.
I think you'll hear from them later in the day. I think they'll probably mention that performance, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Reese, a carpenter from Druin. Hi, Reese.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. How's Druin today?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm actually not in Druin. I'm all the way out past Clayton, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, did you start
Druin was
in
all
Druin?
Right at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, the old Monash, I've done that. Yeah.
I used to live in Druin for a little bit, so.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
I was working at 3GG Warragul. Do you know that radio station, Reese?
Maybe.
Feeling good, right across Gippsland. Yeah. Really good.
Fortunately,
okay.
You don't listen to them, you listen to us. But now you're going to be performing You've Got a Friend in Me. Wow, beautiful.
Good driving song.
Great song. Randy Newman.
Toy Story.
Okay, Reese.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Good luck. Take it away.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old pal said, for you got a friend in me.
Oh, yeah.
Sensational, Reese.
Thanks.
And we like the addition of the clicking to keep you in time.
Yeah, no, clicking is excellent. great clicking and good pace.
Well done. And finally, Luke, another carpenter from Langwarrin. Hi, Luke.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, great, Luke. And we've been looking forward to this. We haven't had anyone perform any Billy Ray Cyrus on the show. Don't tell my heart.
Oh, there you go.
Breaking
just don't think you'd understand.
Oh. Ooh. And if you tell my heart, my achy, I mean, on song choice, Luke is in the box seat here. I mean, really, all he's got to do is just bring this baby home.
Luke. Okay, good luck. Off you go.
Okay, here we go. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. You can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. Laughing, joking about me on the phone. Or you can tell my arms go back into the phone. Or you can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my aching, breaky heart. I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Woo!
Oh, jeez.
Wonderful.
I mean, Fief, I'll let you take the role of Fev and play judge
hard.
Here.
That's why I never play the judge, because I loved them all, Drew, Reese, and Luke.
Well, I think process elimination, Drew wasn't great. The mechanic, he did his best.
I really liked You've Got a Friend in Me. I thought Reese was excellent with
so
the clicking. But
does
I also
that mean
like Luke.
Make
I don't
a decision, Foxy.
Reese or Luke?
Leon, executive producer, who did you like best out of Reese and Luke? We've already eliminated Drew, the mechanic, for his garbage effort of Chris Brown.
For song creativity, I liked Reese.
Reese!
Reese from
you
Drew!
You have got it! Woo!
Well done, Reese. $200.
Thank you, guys. Awesome.
All thanks to Renault Traffic.
Good stuff.
Wonderful to have Renault on board.
And kidding, Drew. You were very good.
Drew, you were very good. And Luke, oh, that was a really, it was a tight finish there.
Radioki is back next Tuesday with the regular judge, Fev, who makes no sense with his decision making.
Well, because he's brutal. See, I can't do it.
You're too nice. 1019,
The Fox. Okay, this is such a good story, Fev. I'll have to ring him after the show to tell him because he would have loved this.
Great.
How's this? A fishmonger in Kuwait. We don't do a lot of stories from Kuwait, do we?
We don't do a lot of Kuwaiti fishmonger gear, no.
No, well, this is a good one. His shop's been closed down because he had a sneaky sales tactic that brought his whole business undone. Mm. So to give the impression that his fish were fresher than they were, he would stick with super glue, goggly eyes on them.
Because they're almost alive with like moving eyes.
Like the goggly eyes you see on puppets. And that we've put a photo of this on our Instagram, FeeFeeFeeBoren.
Look at that.
That is amazing.
Look at that.
It's like an actual goggly eye on a fish.
Surely the smell of the fish would be a better indication of the freshness than whether it has fake eyes
on it? You would think so. Although they do say that the whites of your eyes are often an indication to your health.
Oh, so the one on the left with the whiter eyes is the fresh. That's the freshness, well, but that's the fake.
That's the fake goggly eye. Well, look at the decrepit yellow eye. I'm not going to eat that fish. I love a sneaky sales tactic, Byron, because even this is one, and I think a lot of shop owners would admit to this.
Probably with the voice disguiser, with the shop change.
No, I'd argue most supermarkets would admit to this. You know how they put the fresher items behind?
Right.
Because they want you to buy the stuff that's going to go, the use-by date's going to end sooner. So they put that. So when I go to get my milk, I always go up the back, and I look at the dates, and I'm like, no, you didn't get me with your sneaky sales tactic.
Got to get very early in the morning to fill left box.
Yes. And it reminded me, even remember, Byron, a few weeks ago, I told you that story of that zoo. There's a zoo in Egypt, and they wanted to tell people they had a zebra. So they got a donkey and they painted black and white stripes on it.
Can we put that on Instagram as well, please? There's a bit of animal gear on our Instagram and that might not be part of our strategy.
They came undone because the black paint was smudging. I mean, well played. And 131060, let's open the phone lines and celebrate sneaky sales tactics.
Sneaky, 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 sneaky sales tactics. Ripping off the people, making tons of cash.
Ooh, sneaky.
Very good.
Okay, for starters, yes, we've got the voice disguiser. If you are in fact the culprit who has the sneaky sales tactics, do share. But maybe you've fallen for them too. Can I give you a great example?
Please do.
When I bought my very first car, my Mazda 121 Funtop, off a guy in Donvale, Mum and I drove out there, and Mum and I aren't necessarily car savvy, and I loved it because it had the fun top was the roof where you pushed a button and there was like a cabriolet, it pushed back.
Oh, like a convertible.
It was sort of a half convertible for a little Mazda. Anyway, we bought it, gave him the money, drove off, and about 2 days later I was driving to uni on Springvale Road heading out to Monash. And the roof just collapsed on me. And what we'd realised was he'd used super glue to glue the roof on.
Perfect example.
Ooh, sneaky.
1310 sneaky. 60 is the number. And they're already coming through, these calls. We'll take them next.
1019 The Fox.
Kuwaiti shop caught sticking googly eyes on fish.
Sneaky, 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 sneaky sales tactics. Ripping off the people, making tons of cash.
And in honour of this fishmonger from Kuwait who has lost his job because he was sticking googly eyes on fish to make them appear fresher, we've said, Melbourne, let's celebrate the sneaky sales tactics that maybe you're using in your shop or you've busted someone using. We've got Helen from Caroline Springs. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, guys.
Helen, have you stumbled upon a sneaky sales tactic?
Yes, recently we went to Thailand and found out that when you purchase something from one of the shops, if you've been very difficult in the bartering process, they give you a certain colour bag. But if you've been very easy, in other words, a sucker, they give you a different colour bag, so they forewarn the next store or the other shops that you're walking through.
That's amazing. Do you know what, Helen, that is? So I had heard that when we were in Bali.
Yes, and you were given the sucker bag.
I was given the sucker bag and Fev got given the black bag. Fev was really difficult to bartle with.
Your negotiations were horrific, though. Remember how much you paid for those hair ties?
Yeah, I paid, just hair bands that you'll buy at Woolworths or Coles for $2.
Uh-huh.
I bought four of them for $25. So,
well done, Faith.
This is a segment more for me, a community service to help me not spend more money.
1019 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Fev and Byron want to tell you a story, but are they lying?
Fifi, Fev and Byron's a call. Boo!
Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
Mount Buller is where the fun happens this spring. Book it all. Go to mtbuller.com.au. How does this game work for those unfamiliar, Boxy?
Okay, what's about to happen is I'm going to tell a story. Now, whoever is on the line has to decipher whether or not the story is true or false. So they can say, yep, Fifi, you're telling the truth, or two, I call Buller. Now we have Sharon from Deer Park. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Bibi. How are you?
Good, Sharon. How would you like to go to Mount Buller?
I'd love to, especially on a day like today.
Oh, absolutely. It's gorgeous. So much snow, the blue sky, beautiful way to spend spring. Now, Sharon, you're going to have to decide whether my story is true or false. And if you get it wrong, we've got Christine from Essendon on the line. Are you there, Christine?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Christine, again, you have the easiest job this morning. You just sit there because if Sharon gets it wrong, you're going to Mount Buller.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Okay. Doing nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Great. Easiest job in radio. Now, back to you, Sharon. Here's a story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Now, it's going back a few years. I used to work on Sunrise with Koshy.
As the cash cow.
No, that's a lame joke that Byron tells. I did the weather for a year and then I did entertainment.
Still fresh for a new
entertainment
audience.
Entertainment editor. Anyway, one weekend, Koshy had a barbecue for all the team. So we were out at Koshy's place and it was in northern Sydney and it was gorgeous. It was a great day. And I started to get a bit queasy and I wasn't feeling very well. And I said, I think I need to have a lie down. So I went and had a lie down and I was so unwell, I fell asleep for a few hours. And when I woke up, everyone had gone, the party had left, and Koshy and his beautiful wife, Libby, they said, Fifi, you can't go anywhere. You have to stay here tonight. You're clearly not very well.
Gee.
So I stayed the night, but I didn't have any spare clothing. Mm. So I had to borrow some of Koshy's wife's clothes. And
like pajamas.
And also some underwear.
Oh.
Anyway, it was a very intimate way of getting to know the Koshes better. What a wonderful family the Kosh family are. Now, Sharon, is that true or are you going to call Buller?
I'm thinking it may be true.
Sharon, you're going to Mount Buller!
Fifi wore Koshy's wife's underwear.
Yes, I did! So,
it's weird.
Well done, Sharon. Anyone would have thought that was a lie, but it is absolutely true. And the Koshes looked after me all weekend.
Sure.
They were wonderful.
It's you and a friend. It's return transfers to Mount Buller. It's accommodation. It's breakfast. It's ski or snowboard gear hire. And it's two-day lift passes. Well done, Sharon.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev might be back on deck tomorrow. It is a legit virus, so get well
poor
soon.
Fev.
Yeah.
He's really been knocked out by it.
So we'll see how that goes. He has been, earlier in the morning, he did send us some messages, just some supportive messages to make sure that we're all doing okay.
He sent me a message saying, hang on, I'm going to read it verbatim without the swear word, though. Mm. Don't let Byron... stuff up our show today,
thank you.
Boxy.
Thank you, Fev. No, I don't think we've done that. I think it's been a solid effort, a solid hit out on
okay.
The Fox.
Now, just before we go, I just read something. I have to share this. And we're not actually a classifieds and we're certainly not seek.com.
No.
But I just read about a job. This is amazing. There's a job at the moment to be an area manager. So it's a manager for Aldi, the supermarket Aldi. For $150,000, wait for it, you get that salary for starters. That's incredible. Then you get a car, a company car. And
why do you need a car to manage Aldi?
Because you're the area manager. You're driving around.
Oh, you're going from, packing them to officer.
A company car, an iPhone, 5 weeks annual leave. And increases, and then obviously job increases. You could get more than that. $155,000.
That is more than the collective pay of four of our producers, just to put that in context.
I mean,
that is an extraordinary amount of money.
I'm even considering that's drive around Victoria in a company car.
See ya.
With a free phone.
It won't just be Fev gone tomorrow. You're off.
That's a good gig.
Aldi area manager.
I just brought that up because I was shocked.
No, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it.
No, I like it.
Did you like it?
I think Aldi, you're going to get, there's going to be a lot of applications to that job now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an ad.
No.
I did genuinely think that was just jaw-droppingly good.
If you don't get the job at Aldi, you might want to keep listening across the workday.
You've done there.
For Fox FM's Hit Coin.
Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.